One of the important teachings of our faith is that if you want to know what we believe, look at how we pray. That's very important. There's a Latin phrase, lex orandi, lex credendi, the law of prayer shows the law of belief, right? So for us, when you want to know what we believe, a lot of times you take a look at the Mass. The Mass is the highest and glorious of all praise to God in prayer. The whole Mass is supposed to be about prayer. And one of the things we do in Mass is we add the water to the wine, right, before the consecration. And the priest says these words: through the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. And so what you see here is our belief in the divine exchange between God and us, that God became human, as this phrase goes, so that we might become divine. Now that does not at all mean that we become God, but that God shares his life with us. That's his great gift for the human being, is that he shares his divine life with us. And Christ coming into our existence, into time, into our world, was part of that exchange, so that then we might be able to receive the grace, as we talk about, or divine life. And when we say that this prayer that Jesus says to the Father at the Last Supper, which is what we read today, speak about that exchange. You know, that as he is in the Father and the Father is in Jesus, so may he be in us. That's the whole point. That God left the Trinity, came into the Son of God, into our human existence, so that then we might get a share of that divine life. And Pentecost is coming in a few days. And the whole point of Pentecost is that gift of the Spirit. And when you take a look at the fact that what Christ gave us was the Last Supper, so that you receive his body and blood, so that then he, sacramentally, is in you. You know, we make it very obvious that it's about Christ being in us. And that because of that exchange now, we can be in God. That we can share that divine life. That's what that means. And this whole prayer is about that divine exchange. And that's the great gift that God has for us, is that, you know, our lives and our time and our existence, that God didn't just leave us here. This whole idea of agnostics that talk about that God is, you know, far away or not involved in our life is not our belief at all, but that he entered in and he draws us into his own divine life, so that everything we experience then becomes sacred, becomes holy, becomes great. That's a great thing that we talk about. And it's also that Catholic theology that we focus on a lot is very different than our separated brothers and sisters and other, because they would see that, you know, that we're worthless, we're just sinful, terrible people, but and that out of God's sheer grace, it pulls us out of, as they say, the dung heap. But that's not us. We say we have that dignity of God's life within us as temples of the Holy Spirit, that we now share that divine life with God, and that's his great gift to us. And that's what we call the holy exchange, and that God became man so that we might become God-like, sharing in his divine life. And then we also say that St. Athanasius and the early church fathers, another saying that's repeating all the time in theology, is that we say, what is not assumed is not redeemed. And what we mean by that, by Athanasius, is that all he became fully human, so that all that we experience can be drawn into that life with God and be redeemed. So therefore, we should see ourselves in a very different way as we share in God's life. That that's his great gift to us, that all this is sacred, that even our lives become sacred because the Father is in the Son, and then draws us into that divine life. So all of this is about God's divine life that he has come to share with us. It's just too bad that for many in our world, and probably even in our church, don't yet appreciate that great gift.